Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled The Jesus Chair, was written by Dave Brannan. When my friend Marge met Tammy at a Bible study meeting, she noticed that they seemed to have little in common. But Marge befriended her, and she learned a valuable lesson from her new friend. Tammy had never been to a Bible study, and she was having a hard time understanding something the other women in the study talked about, that God communicated with them, something she'd never experienced. She so desired to hear from God that she took action. Later, she told Marge, "I set aside an old wooden chair, and every time I study my Bible, I ask Jesus to come sit in it." Then Tammy explained that whenever a verse stood out to her, she would write out the verse in chalk on the chair. It's become her special Jesus chair, and she's filled it up with God's messages to her directly from the Bible. Marge says the Jesus chair has changed Tammy's life. She's growing spiritually because Scripture is becoming personal. In John 8, while speaking to Jewish believers, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Let's hold to his teaching, whether it means writing his words on a chair, memorizing them, or seeking to put them into action. The truth and wisdom of Christ's messages help us grow in him and set us free. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from John chapter 8, verses 27 through 32. They did not understand that he was telling them about his Father. So Jesus said, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing on my own, but speak just what the Father has taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what pleases him." Even as he spoke, many believed in him. To the Jews who had believed in him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Let's pray. Father, thank you for the scriptures and how you use them to teach and shape us into the people you've called us to be. As we are formed more and more in the image of Christ, help us to help others in their walk with you, that we may grow together and make you known to the world. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.